In its first home game since the owner announced the team might move, the Columbus Crew was victorious, beating its opponent 4-1 Tuesday night. It was a chilly night at Mauffry Stadium for the first leg of the Eastern Conference semifinals. Columbus Crew fans showed up with painted faces, large banners, and mixed emotions.
In a lot of ways, this is like a sad game and an exciting game. We really want to see the Crew like go as far as they can this year.
That's Julia Hinton. She and her husband ditched their kids for Halloween to support the Crew.
We made the choice to kind of skip trick-or-treating to come here. That was a big, big deal in itself.
The sacrifice was worth it. The home team pulled through. The first goal happened just 6 minutes in. The Columbus Crew have not lost since August 5th, and they continued their winning streak, beating New York City FC 4-1. October 17th, Precourt announced the team will be relocated to Austin, Texas, unless a new downtown stadium is built. But fans like Danny Swift hope this latest win will change Precourt's mind.
I do. I mean, you see this kind of atmosphere in a playoff game, like especially if we go on and win it all, how can you move a team that wins the whole championship?
Precourt was at the game and drew expletive-filled jeers from fans. The crowd packed the Nordeca, the section where fans stand and cheer the entire game. There were many chants of Save the Crew.
Save the Crew! Save the Crew! Save the Crew!
West Virginian fan Randy Sims was confident the Crew would win.
We're going to win. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind that we will come up with the points that we need to get to the next level.
He's trying to take in every last moment with, quote, the boys.
Very emotional. I have been fortunate enough to be at the two away games as well. And this old man has done some crying with the announcement.
About 14,500 fans attended the playoff game, but Mauffry Stadium has a capacity of 20,000. Crew match attendance has fallen behind other teams. This year's average attendance was third to last in MLS. Amy and John Cruz say the threat of losing the team made them realize how important it is to them.
We understand Anthony Precourt's here tonight to watch the game, and we hope he sees the passion and the support that Columbus has for this team.
The Crew, MLS, and Columbus City leaders said they'll meet to discuss the team's future in the city. The meeting is supposed to happen in the next few weeks, but all parties are not reporting anything before then.
Go Columbus! Glory to Columbus!
Adora Nemigudde, WOSU News.